This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Memorial Day weekend, why not? One for Yorbit Vivas, like you just heard, and another one for Carlos Rodon together. They won the game today. Yorbit Vivas with his first career homer. I already talked about that young man from Venezuela calling his mom. You know, he's just figuring it out. He put a good swing on that Nate Eovaldi pitch, and it got out. Good for Yorbit Vivas being the hero today. And then Carlos Rodon, man, I just was so impressed with this dude, bro. Like, he got up to 105 pitches. Was Rodon at 100? Yeah, and Eovaldi was at 105. Rodon had 105 pitches, and in that sixth inning, he really just gutted it out. He really just put the team on his back because they didn't give him much run support. And I'm just watching his strikeout stuff. I'm watching his demeanor. What was the whole thing we were saying about Rodon? He's got to be able to overcome things, right? He could have, in the sixth inning when he walked Wyatt Langford and then Wyatt Langford stole a base, he could have got rattled there. Instead, he bounces back. He strikes out Josh Jung, and then he strikes out Jake Berger. And I'm applauding this man in my apartment. So shout out to Carlos Rodon turning into the ace that we purchased a couple years back and giving us a return on investment. And then Yorbit Vivas joining the party, being the Bronx Bomber that put the Yankees up 1-0 to sweep the Texas Rangers today. 888-808-1019. I think the guy with the most big shots of the night is either Aaron Judge or Jalen Brunson. I should go back and actually tally those for the year. Like, how many awards have these guys gotten? Brunson's got a star, and I think he will. I think Brunson is the type of guy that he's taking it personal. He's taking it to heart. He's not going to let the Knicks lose this game tomorrow night. So let's get back to the calls on the Knicks, see how you guys are feeling. Because now, right, now it's been 24 hours. I don't know if you realize the time. It's been a full day since the collapse. It's been a full day since the worst loss in history, complete fail, choke, whatever you want to call it. So flush it. It's over with. It's done. And in less than an hour, it is Friday, and the Knicks will be back on the floor in Madison Square Garden. Let's talk to the Knicks fans on the Fan. Eddie in Brooklyn, you're live. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how's it going? First-time listener, last-time caller. I just got to bring some Knicks fans back down to reality real quick, and I say all this with love.
Okay.
With a lot of love. But,
all right.
But what are we doing attacking Reggie Miller for pointing at Halliburton? I've heard Knicks fans all day, including the guys on your same station at 5:30 today, saying it was unprofessional of him to point. Golly, I hope they stretched before they reached that hard. That's ridiculous. And then it's the second round, guys. We're out here celebrating in the streets
it's
like
the
we won a
round.
Championship.
It's the third round.
Yeah, now it's the third round. But I'm saying in the second round, you guys are out, not you, Knicks fans, we're out in the streets celebrating like we won a championship. It's embarrassing.
Because they got out of the second round. Because they were second round exit the last few years.
I hear you, but save the celebrations for things that matter. And then with hitting Pacers fans with trash bags. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. And all this to say, the Knicks have put themselves in a position to be where they're at by getting Mikal Bridges and Brunson, and that's all good and great. But this is the most wide open that the NBA race has been in a long time. None of the last six champions are still in the running. And I don't think the Knicks are going to come close. I don't. I think this is how they peak out. I think this is they traded 77 picks to Brooklyn for this.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. I'll take it from here. 77 picks. If you would have said seven, I would have let you rock with that. It was four picks and a pick swap, I believe. And so what? They got Mikal Bridges, and Mikal Bridges has signature moments in this run, and nobody cares about those picks anymore. We did that a couple weeks ago. How much was this game worth picks-wise? How much was it like? Nobody's sweating those picks. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals the first year he's on the team. Let people enjoy things, man. Like, it's wide open, yes. Who's the best player left in the four teams? Some might say Jalen Brunson. And when you look at the teams that are left, the Pacers, OKC, Minnesota, when have these teams won championships? It's wide open for the Knicks, just like it's wide open for anyone else. As I'm looking at Ant-Man trying to will the Minnesota Timberwolves back, they're down 10, 107-97. At the Paycom Center in Oklahoma. I told y'all that I didn't bet it, but I was sure of it. Like I said earlier in the show, I'm like, yeah, SGA won the MVP tonight, and there was a lot of emotion, you know, some tears, and then he bought all of his teammates Rolexes. They weren't going to lose tonight. They're not about to lose now. Anyway, but I think it's wide open, and I think that the best player is Jalen Brunson. And he dropped 43 in his first game, but they lost the game. And I just was saying he's not going to let them lose. And when I say let people enjoy things, man, I don't know how old you are, but like some of these old heads, you sound like crabs, bro. You sound like haters. Like it's only the second round, but I just told you they got out of the second round. I knew that was coming. I was egging it on. I was on the fan all week talking about, oh, okay, it's coming back to the Garden. Call the National Guard. It's coming back to the Garden. These kids are about to turn up. And like, it's a combination of things. The Knicks were hosting an outside watch party. They should go back to that. They should have the outside watch party tomorrow. So a lot of those fans are already outside in the like plaza area next to the arena, like watching the game, and then they come out. And then also it's New York. You know how many subways? Like, you know, all of the trains go there. So anybody from the surrounding areas that wasn't at the watch party or the game can join the melee. And all these kids want to go viral. All these kids want to be on a side talk video. All these kids want to make their own video to flex with their friends and be like, yo, look what happened. We threw garbage at this Pacers fan. And like, that's what's going to happen if you walk into a sea of Knicks fans with a Halliburton jersey on. They were giving it to the Celtics fans too. Reggie Miller is a member of the media. I can relate to this, right? I wasn't an NBA player, multiple time all-star, any of that. But like, they try to make media members be neutral. And when you're calling the game, when you're not a coach on the team, when you're not at the game on behalf of the team, like you are part of the broadcast, TNT's last broadcast, like that's what New Yorkers, whether they're Knicks fans or the host on the station, are talking about. Reggie Miller pointing, this is like you're supposed to not have a lean. You're supposed to be neutral. You're not supposed to be pointing at Halliburton at all. You're supposed to keep some of that reserved. But he can't because he's a Pacer all the way through, stayed with the Pacers his whole career, wanted to be a Pacer legend. And yeah, he shouldn't be on the call. But he is. 888-808-1019. Pam is in the Bronx on the fan. What's up, Pam?
What's up, Kate?
How you feeling?
Let me tell you something to you. I'm doing okay. Let me tell you something. I love the Knicks. I remember when Carmelo Anthony was playing with the Knicks, and I used to wear his t-shirt all the time. I was a fan of Carmelo Anthony, even though he retired and everything. But I'm a Brunson fan, and I think that they should win. And I know they're going to kick butt tomorrow. But yesterday when I was watching it with my husband, I didn't like Holloway. They disrespect the Knicks, especially when Harrington, whatever his name is. put his neck on his, you know, put his hand on his neck. And, so you think they're going to win some hard games? Give me your point on that one.
I got you, Pam. Appreciate you. Pam is great. Whenever I go live, Pam is the first one in live. She shows up, whether it's a watch party at Billy's or Stan's or Fanatics Fest. You never know who's out there. Pam is from the Bronx all the way. Yankee fan, Knicks fan, was telling me last night her husband was locked in on the game. Her husband's a big sports fan, and she watches along with him. And you know what, Pam? Like, the way you were offended by the choke sign, and that made you feel some type of way, the Knicks are going to handle business for you. Like, they're going to go out there and that they're going to remember that. Copy. Got it. Like, not going to forget that one. And, like, the same way you rep Carmelo, this team is better than the team Carmelo was on. And Brunson, you know, not to knock Carmelo. Carmelo's a Hall of Famer. He got his love in the Garden last night. But, like, Brunson, it's on Brunson and his legacy. Brunson knows if he leads this team through this series and they get back to the finals, he's immortalized as a Knick. He already is anyway. But I think you can have faith, and I think faith is needed. Belief is needed. I think you're going to have a fun Friday night of Memorial Day weekend watching them bounce back. They played a great 46 minutes, and they know that. And I think in this next game, you know, the Pacers have had to kick it in New York for a little while, and they got to pay. They got to pay for the choke sign. They got to pay for coming and stealing one. And I think the Knicks even up the series. I think they're going to have a different energy and swagger about them. Like I said, the best game that they played in this playoffs was that game until the end. And I think they'll learn from it. So believe in your team, believe in the same team you've been rooting for. And, you know, believe that they got your back. Believe that they don't want you to be embarrassed. They're embarrassed. But you know what? They answer the bell all the time. They do well with this type of adversity. I expect them to show up and even the score tomorrow night. Jimmy is in Vernon on the Fan next. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, man? So, you know, I've been watching, you know, Jalen Brunson now. I've been a Knick fan my whole life. I sent my two boys, 4 and 6, to school yesterday with a John Starks and a Marcus Camby jersey on. And I was watching the game last night. I've been watching the last few, and I had a moment of clarity, and I went, Jalen Brunson is Allen Iverson. Spends more time on the floor than the logo. And gets every call during the regular season, and all of a sudden, after a few games in the playoffs, the refs make an adjustment, and he goes from getting fouls called on him to fouls called against him.
I can see the comparison. I know, you know, AI never actually won.
Because I'm a Knick guy, and I love him, but 14 years of watching AI be one of the best players in the NBA and never won. And they called him different in the playoffs than they did in the regular season the whole time.
I think Brunson's got a better supporting cast. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I think Brunson has a better opportunity with who he's going up against. Like, there's no Pistons standing in the way. There's no Lakers standing in the way. There's no Hall of Famers. Like, well, I have some Hall of Famers out there. Let me see. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not even any Hall of Famer standing in the way. Like, we'll see what SGA becomes. I'm not going to put Ant-Man in the Hall of Fame. I don't have any of these Pacers players, you know, being that good. But, yeah, the whistle, it's the human element. These referees, they'll be different, too. They'll be different, too. They know they missed some calls. They'll be different in this one. It's a series. And each series is, you know, each game in a series is its own thing. It's going to be a different game. I just expect the Knicks to win it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Monmouth County. Brian, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on? How are you doing tonight?
Good. Watching this Western Conference Finals game conclude. OKC's about to go up 2-0, which, not for nothing to me, I think they're on their way to the finals.
Yeah, I think I'm seeing a sweep coming. But to the Knicks, I didn't grow up necessarily a basketball fan, fell in love with the Knicks. All my friends were big Knicks fans, fell in love with them during the Carmelo days. I'm happy we have another player like Brunson right now. Same, you know, contributions that Carmelo used to bring to the team. But I think yesterday's game pretty much came down to one thing. Poor management with time at the end of the game. And if you're watching a football game, you're up. You're not going to be passing the ball. You're going to be running the ball, milking that clock when you're up. I just feel like the Knicks just don't know if they thought they had the game won, taking bad shots, but I think the time management is what really, you know, let the game slip away from them yesterday.
They played like they forgot how to play. They played like they forgot they were up. They were taking shots, missing shots early in the shot clock. They missed free throws. They turned the ball over. They melted in the moment. They unraveled.
Yeah, let's just hope this doesn't roll into tomorrow. But everyone's saying bad calls by the refs, bad calls by the refs. It went both ways. It really just came down to, I don't know if they thought the game was won, so it might take the pedal off the gas.
Yeah, they relaxed. They let their guard down. They left the back door open, and you leave the back door open a little bit. The Pacers see that, and they can sneak in. And, man, everything went right for the Pacers. I've heard people say that on a fan today. I was saying it last night. If one thing goes, you know, the other way for the Knicks and not for the Pacers, then maybe the Knicks win by one. Everything went the way of the Pacers down the stretch in overtime for them to steal that victory.
Yeah, it felt like something you'd see out of like a movie. Everything
no, it was
at the end of the game for them.
It was unreal. Thanks for the call, Brian. It felt like a movie. It was unreal. It didn't make any sense. Can't happen. Highly doubtful it'll happen twice. 888-808-1019. Shout out to Dre. He said, Keith, they did the watch party. They just had it at Radio City Music Hall. I know. I was out here promoting it. I was telling people, go. That's cool. But damn, what a terrible feeling to go to the watch party, be in there and watch that. That's a horror show. That's a nightmare on the screen. I'd one and done that. Nope, can't do that again. Back outside. I'm going right back outside. Can't do that again. 888-808-1019. It is over as Julius Randle walks back to the locker room. The number one seed, Oklahoma City Thunder, beat the Timberwolves, and they go up in the series 2-0. 118-103 is the final score. They have the MVP. And so now we can start thinking about, okay, this Western Conference Finals could be a sweep, could be a gentleman's sweep, could be over in six. This Eastern Conference Finals, if the Knicks even it up, it's probably going six, maybe going seven. But OKC is the highest seeded team. They have the MVP. They're the favorite. They got to be the favorite to win it all. If they stay healthy, they got to be the favorite to win the whole thing. In a way, I'm kind of like happy for Sam Presti and that fan base, you know? Because they've had good teams in the past, and they have gone for it, whether it was, you know, Russell Westbrook and Paul George, KD, when it was KD, Russell Westbrook and Harden back in the day. They built it the right way. Oh, this is what the Brooklyn Nets should be looking at. Draft, develop, and add pieces like an iHeart, like a Caruso. Draft, develop, and make your own squad with your picks. Years back, what is Presti doing with all them picks, getting all his picks? Trying to hit on some talented players that are cost-effective. Right now, the MVP is cost-effective. But he's going to cost them like $380 million soon. Win it now. And I think there's an option for him. He could take an extension for a little bit less, or he can wait till after next year. He should wait, but maybe he's a team-friendly guy. Maybe they win the chip this year, and he's like, I'm good, man. I'll take a little less so that we can build this team and win multiple chips in a small market. I do not want to see small market OKC versus Indiana. The Knicks got to win. 888-808-1019. Lou is in Massapequa on the fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's up, Keith? As I was watching that game last night, I'm sitting there with my sons watching it, and the Knicks were up by 17. And it was 14, and it was 11, and it was 14, I think. And I was just dreading that it would go on to 10. And as I'm watching the game, I'm seeing, like, the pace is run. The Knicks didn't have to run. The Knicks would have been better off just holding the ball for 24 seconds on a couple of those possessions and letting the clock run out.
Yeah.
I mean, like 10 seconds. I mean, it was ridiculous.
They panicked. They were chucking up shots. You could tell they were failing in the moment. They were literally folding.
That's when Thibodeau had to slow him down. And just, I mean, he should have called. I mean, I don't know if they had any time left at that point, but you know, he had to call
call a timeout if they did have anything left and just say, listen, guys, slow it down. You don't have to shoot in 10 seconds. And that's the Pacers game. They played right into the Pacers game. And, you know, I mean, when that guy was, I forget the guy, who was it, Naismith that was hitting all those threes?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, that was...
What are the chances he does it again? They're slim. He went off. He got super hot, and he was seeing nothing but the bottom of the hoop.
He had like wide open shots. There was nobody within 3 feet of him.
Some of them were contested, but like when you're hot like that, it does not matter. When you're hot like that, like the way that kid was shooting them, I went back and watched it today because I was driving in last night. I'm like, he wasn't rattling those shots in. He was swishing those. He was hitting those. He was just seeing nothing but the bottom of the hoop. An amazing performance. 20 of his 30 points came in the fourth quarter. He brought them back. If the Pacers do win this series, he goes down in history with an all-time performance. They will look back at what he did. Aaron Nesmith.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the Knicks. And that's the one thing about the Knicks is that they're a team that all of New York is root for, other than, what's his name, Evan.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't root like, for I'm a know, Nets fan. I don't necessarily root for him, but I'm not getting on the airways hating on him. And, like, the Knicks' success, I'm not losing any sleep over at night. The Knicks failing last night, I didn't lose any sleep over either.
Hopefully they can turn this around.
Have to. Thanks for the call, Lou. They have to. Because then we have a different conversation. I'm off tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and I'll be back with a long show on Memorial Day Monday. And the Knicks have to win this next game because if they go down 2-0 and then they go to, like, it's probably wraps. Can't go down 2-0 in your own building. And the way that it shakes out, we have Friday's game and then we have Sunday's game and then we have Tuesday's game. So I will be on and we'll know. I'll be on after the first three games. I'll be back on after the first three games. And in my humble opinion, the Knicks should be up 2-1. That is how you erase this. That is how you put this in the past. That is how you just, you know, show you have the upper hand and you're the better team. And you remind people that, hey, for most of that game, you were out playing them and you didn't close. So two must wins. I think back-to-back wins. Take the last one here. The second one here in the Garden and the first one in Indiana, and you're back in the driver's seat. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. I got like 90 minutes left. And by the time we get to the last hour, we'll open it up for conversation on pretty much anything. I do want to talk some football. You know, Abdul Carter signed his contract. The Giants brought LT through. The Jets are just quietly doing what they're supposed to do. But I've been reading between the lines and looking at some things with the Jets. I'm like, are the Jets going to be good? Can the Jets be good right away? Can they actually be like businesslike and like turn this franchise around? I know it's the offseason, but I'm like, they're so quiet and Aaron Glenn, and like it seems like they're really putting in where like the Jets, are they going to fool me? Maybe the Jets are just fooling me right now. It's too far out. We'll talk about it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019. BRB. Can't remember.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's too long ago. That sucks. I know that song was summer of 2017, but I can't tell you what I was doing. I think I was living with my mom then? No, I think I just moved in with my wife. She wasn't my wife then.
Oh, it was lit 2017, you're saying then?
I mean, it was lit because, like, I was kind of out on my own, but living with my wife. I can't remember what we did or used to do, but I know I used to be in the car listening to that song.
Hey, just a couple vibe nights over at Belmar. You know what I mean? Maybe hitting DJs like our guys tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I mean, DJs is every summer. And as you get older and older, you start thinking that you're aging out. And then you go in there and you see somebody 40, 50, 60. You can't age out of DJs.
Nah, everybody's always going out. Any type, if you are in a beach neighborhood or a beach, whatever, town, city, whatever it is, if you are there, you are going to be a patron to some bar, some tiki bar, some restaurant that has a bar. You are there, I don't want to say every night, but you're there at least once or twice a week. You are a regular. If you live in a beach town, if I lived in a beach town, I mean, damn, I know I would be. And I feel like everybody I know that does, that's what they do. And that's the way to do it. That's why you're there, to enjoy your life. That's why you're living by the beach.
I grew up on the shore. The same way I talk about us being jaded by New York City sometimes and not realizing like what we have and how many people want to be here. And like I took it for granted growing up. It was just regular. I didn't even go to the beach. I didn't even touch sand. I didn't touch the water. It was just there. But then, you know, the bennies start pulling up this time of year and starts to change. The traffic starts picking up. But no, it's a blessing to live down there and be able to walk to the bar, be able to walk to restaurants. There's always something to do. DJs will kick off tomorrow. Man, I love watching Boomer and Geo on CBS Sports Network in the morning, because like it's where I'm from. So like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get down there. I already like I'm my wife is probably sleeping right now. I know my son is sleeping. We got to get haircuts in the morning. I'm not cutting my hair. I'm just getting a quick little fade, but my son needs a haircut. So like, we booked the haircuts a couple weeks out, and we gotta drive down and do that. And by the time it's done, you know, I'm gonna be able to turn on the TV. My son gets up every day by 7, so I'll be able to turn on the TV. And I've done that every single year since we've had the kickoff the summer. And I've just felt this like sense of pride, like twofold. One, because it's WFAN and I'm on WFAN. Two, because like I was running that Belmar Boardwalk years ago. I was going to DJs years ago. First time I ever went to DJs, I got kicked out. First night. And it wasn't even me. It was because one of my friends I was with was so drunk, and he was like he was a football player. He was like a bear, and he was getting hyped up dancing, and he starts trying to make a circle, and he pushes me, and I fall. So I just push him back, and they got good bouncers there. As soon as you start doing something like that, I got scooped up, lifted off my feet. You're out. Gone.
That's a shout out to DJ Bouncing, by the way. So if you are out there and you're somebody that doesn't like going to one of these places where things get a little rough and rowdy, or, you know, hey, you like to get down with it, but maybe you don't want the two drunk people there, the people that have a little too much fun to be there.
You can't fight
in DJs.
That
sounds like the place I want to be, man. The security is good.
Yeah, there's too many good-looking girls in there. They don't let you. You won't last long. If you try, you might get 3 seconds of a little scuffle off, and these guys are descending on you.
See ya.
And I don't know if it's still the same because I'm not in there, but they used to have these guys on, like, on platform boxes. So the security is standing in there on, like, a foot-high box, and they're looking down. And they see you before you even get going. That's what I'm saying. My boy went from dancing to bumping me to me shoving him. And then us, before we could even square up, you're both gone.
Bro, it's the worst feeling, too, when you have a situation like that where it's like, you know, you're not, yeah, you've had a little bit too much, maybe. But you know what? You're not really drunk. You're not really gone, anything like that. And you just, like, slip or something, and you fall, and you break a glass. And then they go, oh, hey, you got to get out of here. And you're like, come on,
wasted.
Not yet.
and the thing about DJs is it's on the water, the world-famous dance club, going to DJs in my car, BELMAR. Don't you know, pump it up, act like you know, it's John Ferrugio. It's the only bar over there. So, like, if you do get kicked out, the best you could do is, like, go next door, get a slice, some cheese fries, and then you got to take a cab to, like, you know, further west away from the water to go
over
to,
by, like, the Jersey Shore show I'm talking about, Jersey Shore type of area?
Well, I used to hate the Jersey Shore show because I actually, when they were doing Jersey Shore, that was the time I was in the bar. They weren't allowed in DJs. See, that's why DJs is the best. DJs, they did not allow them in DJs. They couldn't come into DJs. They couldn't film in DJs at all. They were banned from there.
They probably wanted it so bad, too.
They wanted it, but I think they might have been in Headliner once, and I don't think they were in Bar A either. But those are the big ones that I grew up going to because I lived in Neptune, and Belmar is right next to Neptune. It was DJs, it was Bar A, it was Headliner. And if you get kicked out of DJs, you can try and slide to Bar A, which is global bar. It's massive. It's huge. And Headliner is big, too. So, yeah, Jersey Shore. I know there's somebody riding around listening like, man, I remember when I used to go. Or these young guys that are freshly 21. I know The summer I turned 21, I broke my foot wrestling with my brother. And I still showed up to the bar in a walking boot. Faithfully.
You got to stand and owe for that one, bro. Get a standing up for that.
I didn't care. What else was I going to do? Sit in the house in a cast? I'm like, nah, we might as well go to Beat the Clock, get these 50 cent beers in on a Tuesday night.
Hey, that's the way to go. 50 cents, man. There's nothing wrong with that. And 2017, just for me, that was the summer I came back from college. And to your point about turning 21, that's the summer. That was my 21 summer because I turned 21 in December that year. So I had
you
finals
a young boy.
On my birthday.
I've forgetting how young you are because you got the full beard.
Oh, now once I got home, it was lit. I was going nuts. And that song for me, just to get back to it, Unforgettable French Montana. I mean, that song just represents just the vibe of like,
being in the bar, being in the club,
calm,
yeah,
tranquilo summer days.
Yeah.
Even though it's a little pump up type of vibe too.
888-808-1019, kick off the summer. Going on at DJs bright and early. Maybe you should go to bed now so that you can meet all the guys there. And then I think Chris Lake is performing. And, we're going to start rolling. So back to the phones we go. We'll keep it rolling. Talking about the Mets, talking about the Yankees, talking about the Knicks, of course. They're all off, but they'll be back in action tomorrow. And we need to get some more wins. The Mets handled business. They didn't get swept by Boston. They won yesterday. The Yankees won today and yesterday. They swept the Rangers. The Knicks were this close to getting a win and didn't get it done, but I think we're feeling good about where all of our teams are right now. Jerome is in Queens. What's up, Jerome? You're on.
Oh, man. Listen, brother, I ain't got a lot of time, and I respect it,
I've been listening to the fans since Steve Summers, Richard Nears, Tony Page. I go way back. So I just want to set something straight because, you know, I got a lot to say, but I'm going to set it straight here on you Yankee fans. That goes for you too, brother. Listen, y'all need to calm down, okay? You need to really calm down because the fact of the matter is you're getting mad at Juan Soto for not wanting to sign you. Okay? Nobody wants to sign with the Yankees. Nobody. And you can go back and look at the big free agents that came out. Nobody wants to sign here. Look at the team that he's fielding out right now. I got people calling up here, not me, but I'm just saying, people calling up here talking about Trent Grissom, Luke Weaver. Are you guys really serious? Did you guys really watch baseball? Luke Weaver. Good. He's having a good time with y'all right now, and that's fine. Okay? But you want to sit here and talk about Luke Weaver and Trent Grissom and just look at the field that y'all fielding out right now. This is not the field that when you had the Derek Jeters and the Bernie Williams and the Michael Seniors and the Rockets and
you're just building. Sharon, keep going because you're going to build my point. Go ahead. Keep going.
But what I'm saying is right now, the Yankee fans need to calm down. You're dealing with a weak American League division right now. The Astros aren't playing good. You got the Detroit Tigers. Are you guys serious?
You're sitting the Tigers are good.
The Tigers, yeah, they're good right now. But what were the Tigers on the last 5 years? What is the Tigers?
What does it matter? They were a playoff team last year. They won around against the Astros, who went to multiple ALCSs in a row. They're good.
Well, listen. Yankee fans need to really calm down.
No, Jerome, I got to put you on hold for a second, buddy. What are you talking about? What are you saying, bro? Max Fried chose to sign with the Yankees, the best free agent pitcher on the market, and he's on his way to winning the AL Cy Young. Sounds good to me. Yeah, I'll chill on it, though. I'll chill. You can't say Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams because those guys, they were drafted and developed by the Yankees. And you know why they stayed Yankees, never put on another cap? Because they wanted to stay Yankees. They could have went elsewhere. And they did not. They knew the value of the pinstripes and staying in New York on the A team, not the B team. And you want to talk about Luke Weaver? Luke Weaver, 29 other teams would love to have a Luke Weaver. He got discarded. You know who made Luke Weaver? Luke Weaver? Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, Matt Blake, and Luke Weaver himself. He really found it here with the Yankees. They say there's power in pinstripes. They hit their stride with pinstripe pride. So even Trent Grisham, who was casted off. He was a throw-in in the Juan Soto deal. I don't know if you're a Met fan, but Trent Grisham has had more moments this season than Juan Soto. And it's early. It's very early in the season. We don't know who is who and what is what. But on Memorial Day, Yankee fans have no reason to calm down. They've just won five series in a row. They just swept the champions from 2 years ago. They just beat three starting pitchers that are good starting pitchers. They just took the Subway Series with Juan Soto returning. We're not mad at Juan Soto. Nobody's mad at Juan Soto. We're just showing Juan Soto that his decision was wrong. He made a mistake, and it looks like Juan Soto's wearing it. It doesn't look like the Yankees or the Yankee fans are the ones wearing that. Let's bring Jerome back, see what Jerome thinks. Go on, Jerome.
Yeah. Hello?
All right. Yeah. Have a good night, Jerome. What are you doing, bro? I let you get your thoughts off. I hit you with the rebuttal, and then I let you go back. And it's next. Phillip is in Jamaica, Queens. What's up, Phillip?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Always a pleasure. And I want to talk about Juan Soto, and I'm surprised no one ever brought this up. And maybe the problem is this. What was Soto playing for? He was playing for the contract. Well, he got his contract. He got paid.
No one ever brought that up? No one ever brought that. Everyone has brought that up.
Well, maybe I did. I don't know. I didn't hear. But my point is, maybe he's not playing the way he usually does because he already got paid. He has no incentive to play anymore. He already got his money. So why am I going to try better? I'm not going to get paid any more because I'm doing good. So there's no reason to play.
Thanks for the call, Philip. So I'm sorry. Let me just jump in here. There is incentive to play well. One, it's his first year in front of a new fan base, a new team, and an owner that just gave him the richest contract in the sport. He's got every incentive to prove that man right and these fans right. And there are incentives in the contract. If you win MVP, you get more money. If you're an all-star, if you win the World Series, there are clauses and things in his contract where he can make himself more money. He's 26. He's 26. He's got a long career ahead of him. Now, I do think there's some truth in the chase. We've made a bunch of analogies about, like, yeah, that girl, she's fine when you're looking at her online. And then when you finally get her, it doesn't really feel the same. It doesn't hit the same as it, when you were chasing her down, when you were going after her, when you were trying to get, like, Juan Soto's motivation for 6 years was, I'm going to be the highest paid athlete in the sport. There's also the layer of a World Series. He's got his World Series ring, but I can't even throw that in there because people are like, oh, he's already got his ring. But I'm like, he played his ass off for the Yankees like he was trying to win another one. He sent the Yankees to the World Series like he was trying to win another one. So I just don't think that there's anything behind the like, oh, well, he already got his ring. He already got his money. He is in an adjustment period. He has more money than he's ever had in his life. He is with a new team, new fan base, and he's adjusting to the fact that, wow, I did not know the gravity of the situation going from the Yankees to the Mets in this city. This is my life for the next decade and a half. He'll adjust. It's in there. We'll get it out of him. I just don't understand why he's lost the shuffle. He's not that terrible that he can't hit us with a shuffle. He did the shuffle every at bat. Keith McPherson on the Fan, running out of time. Got about an hour left. Call up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Enjoying the show. We'll be right back. I'm trying to think. It had to be a little bit earlier. Drake and Rihanna. Well, really, Rihanna featuring Drake, right? I was working at MTV and actually staying over here at this hotel. What's this hotel, Hugo, over here? a little fun fact for you. As we're getting late in the night and we got time to just talk about the past and random things. I was working
2016.
Yes, it had to be because I was working at MTV 2015-16 and I didn't make it to MTV's VMAs of 2017. I think the 2016 VMAs, I was working in the MTV War Room because the VMAs at MTV used to be our Super Bowl and all hands on deck. I used to do social media at MTV. And that was the year that they gave Rihanna the like Lifetime Achievement Award and Drake presented it. And Drake tried to like kiss her on stage and got curved.
ASAP.
ASAP. Get like me. And ASAP Rocky now, I think, is on his third kid with Rihanna. Didn't she just announce she's having another kid with ASAP?
Another one.
I don't know. When you're a billionaire like that. And she even said something, too, about, like, not hiring a nanny or putting her kids in daycare. That's insane. I guess she's got that. She said she didn't have the kids to let somebody else raise them and take care of them. So she is taking care of her two sons, and now she's pregnant. Like, how?
And you think about it, right? She's still, I mean, yeah, is she out there the way she used to be in terms of touring and whatnot? No. But she just performed the Super Bowl last year, right?
And she's still popping out at places. I don't know if she was at the Met Gala, but she's still in New York and popping out different places and doing things. So I don't know. I think that's crazy. My son, he's too much for me. I got this next 3 days coming up. It's going to be a lot of da-da, 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 da-da. I'm going to be like, yo, chill, bro. My son now is like, he's not a baby now. He's strong. Even today, he scratched me. I'm like, I got to cut your nails. He's just so aggressive. And like he does things like, I'll just be standing. I was standing in the kitchen using the microwave. And he just attacks me. He's like, tunnel. He's like trying to go through my legs. And I'm like, bro, stop. Like, dude, not in the kitchen. Tunnel. Everything's always a game. Dada, up. Dada, up. Pick up.
Oh. Oh, baby, it's going to be a game, too. You got 3 days of some fun coming up here. Yep, and it will be fun.
It's going to be fun. I know my wife is looking forward to it because she can pass them off to me and be like, all right, I'm about to go to the boardwalk or I'm about to get up with this
person.
I'm going
to get a little sleep here.
Yeah, I think my wife actually texted me, but I've been locked in on the show. We got, you know, we're both from the shore. My wife is from LBI area, went to school at Barnegat High School, actually the first class of Barnegat High School, which is crazy. Like, I always talk about that. Like, imagine being in the first class of a high school. You never have upperclassmen. Like, so much of my high school experience was like being a freshman dealing with seniors and hazing and like trying to avoid some of the older kids and like looking at the older girls in school that are more mature. Like, damn. My wife was the first class of her school, so she never had upperclassmen.
That's crazy. So even, like, they started them as a freshman, too, so she went in there fresh? Oof.
Just that, and just only the freshman class. And then the next year, she was a sophomore class, and then they brought her. She was the first graduating class of that high school.
Damn, that must have been, like, the craziest, like, upperclassman, like, feeling of, like, steroids.
It was definitely
upperclassmen
a flex. Yeah, it's definitely a flex, but I didn't think it was a flex because, like, a lot of, like we had battle of the classes. I look forward to battle of the classes, like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year. I don't know. They didn't have any of that, but she said it was fine. I wouldn't have wanted to do that. But you know what it is? Like down there, Southern Regional is like a damn college, and everybody down there goes to Southern. So they broke off a little bit of the area to make a school because it was just too many kids going to Southern. I don't know the population. I know when I went to Southern for a wrestling match, years ago, I was like, damn, this place bigger than Brookdale Community College. It was like a college high school.
It really is wild. Some of these high schools are crazy. And I know we give a lot of time for the high schools in Texas, right, with their fields and their stadiums that are essentially like MetLife or like Jerry World. But we also got some crazy, crazy high schools up here. And I mean, not only the public, but the private as well. I can just speak for myself. I remember when I was, Chaminade High School, I believe that's where James Dolan went, or the Dolan family has ties there, because they have an athletic center that's ridiculous, that's named after the Dolans, and I believe it's the same Dolans that own MSG, although I don't 100% know about that. And then you also have St. Anthony's, which is all the way out on Long Island, like deep out there. That place is built like, an NFL facility. I went there as a freshman, bro. They had the indoor turf field. They had the outdoor practice turf field. They had the outdoor grass field. Spoiled. They had the gym, two, three gyms. I'm like, what?
We had
that was wake up
outside dirt field.
Bro, we practiced on a shitty. We practiced on a city park grass by me, and there was literally rocks all over the place. Like one, our starting center my junior year tore his ACL because he stepped on like a boulder that was like protruding out of the ground.
That's not
like
good.
It's insane. And then these guys, that's the difference of the hierarchy in high school sports, I suppose, in the city.
They made my school better. Like by the time Kenny Pickett came through my school, they had a turf field and a whole weight room, but we were playing on dirt. We were lifting old rusted weights and
hey, you set the standard, bro.
For real though, we won a state championship and they're like, yo, we should put some money into this school, try and get another one. They haven't got another one since. But I was just thinking, Mike Gesicki, the tight end who was with the Dolphins, with the Patriots, now he's with the Bengals. He went to Southern High School. So, I mean, they've produced some NFL talent. All right, last hour coming up. These Knicks fans, these Yankees fans, these fans that call the fan want to get on. So let's take this break. When we come back, I'll say good morning on the other side. Keith McPherson on the fan, BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.